and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing.
Nothing compares to the faith we have in God, but most of all for His love for us, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So good to see y'all this morning. Hope everyone's doing well and enjoying this beautiful, beautiful weekend God has given us. I always like the crispness. I always like the coolness. It's very nice. And I know, as we've always said many, many times, hang around. It's going to change again, but God is in control no matter what the day brings. Amen. Well, let's all stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. I just want to just continue. Just feel His presence this morning. I know from Sunday school, as we come up now into our service this morning and seeing the little ones going into children's church, if I was leaving the other building this morning, all the excitement in the air, how they are. They're so excited about being here. May we have that same excitement. Yes. And that same joy and hope that we get to go into the house of the Lord. Again, welcome this morning. Everyone watching live, thank you for joining us at First Pentecostal in Villarica. If you'd like to have a prayer request, please post it in the comments section and we'll pray with you. If y'all have a prayer need this morning, anything, let's all just give it to the Lord. Just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, God knows and sees each and every one. And there's so many out there right now that are struggling, that are in need. Dear Lord, we just come to You now, dear Lord. Just want to open up our hearts and our minds. We just want to praise You. We want to worship You this morning, dear Lord. We want to thank You for Your many blessings. Dear Lord, thank You again for the opportunity to gather in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, as we come together, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord. May we strive just to seek You this morning, dear Lord, to let Your Spirit just flow out on each and every one of us. Lord, may we open up our heart to be that receptive individual. Lord, we love You and we thank You. Lord, we thank You for those present this morning, those watching online. Lord, we thank You for Your many, many blessings. Dear Lord, now, as we bring these prayer requests to You this morning, dear Lord, for those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that are in need, dear Lord, nursing homes and in facilities, dear Lord, assisted living. Lord, may You just touch each and every one. Those going through therapy, Lord, those recovering, but most of all, dear Lord, we just love You, and we're just going to pray for those that are lost. Lord, we know that You're the Almighty God, dear Lord, that You're the God of everyone, everything. And dear Lord, we just love You, and we praise You. Lord, we ask You to bless our pastor. Lord, strengthen him and his family as they come forth about Your ministry that You've given them. Lord, strengthen this congregation, dear Lord, that we'll be about Your business. And dear Lord, that we'll dedicate everything that we are and everything that we do to You. Dear Lord, again, thank You for our visitors. Lord, thank You for everyone that's here and watching online. But Lord, we just love You. Just praise You, Jesus. We just love You. And in the most precious name above, the name of Jesus Christ, and we all say, amen, amen. Let's give Him another hand clap. So good to see some we haven't seen in a while. Just glad they're doing better and back with us. And those that are recovering, we're praying for you now. Those that are at home or traveling, so we want to let you join us. While you're standing, turn to page 92, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. Amen.
Save me, oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah.
Lord. You may be seated if you can. Sounds like y'all are ready for church this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. He has blessed us so much, so wonderfully much. Just love God. Just love everything that He does and everything that He is. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offerings. I know as we talk about the different the things that go on this time of year, and I know I've mentioned this the last about every other week, I want to try to do it, but it is that time of year for the Samaritan's Purse Operations Christmas Child. We talk about the shoe boxes that we do each and every year. It's that time to start gathering things up, get preparing for the ones we're doing this year. Really excited about those that have already jumped in and been approaching us. If you would like to help in any way, whether it be giving or even helping with the monetary of the mailing the boxes, which they're $9 a box, but if you want to help with gathering up the goodies for the children, see Sister Elaine. She has a list of the do's and don'ts that go along with this. And if you have any other questions, just see her. And there's going to be another list that we'll be giving out. So really excited about it. Praise God. I don't have any other announcements, do we? Nobody's brought me anything? All right.
Choir practice tonight at 5.
Okay. Choir practice tonight at 5 p.m. Praise the Lord. Love it when they get a chance to get an hour ahead of us and they are already praising and worshiping when we walk in. Just praise the Lord. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord.
You told me that life may not be easy, and everything that I need, you've already given me. I remember how you told me I can trust you completely. So why am I doubting when you prove that you'd fight for me? You walk me through fires, pull me from flames. You your peace. I'm living out the victory. Doesn't mean I won't feel the heat. You walk me through fires, pull me from flames. If you're in this with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke settles higher, oh, and higher, and it feels like I can barely breathe, I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking. Of my redemption, Lord, how could I question when you prove that you died for me? You walk me through fire, pull me from flames. If you're in this with me, I won't be afraid. Feels higher, oh, and higher, and it feels like I can barely breathe. I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me. I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me.
As we sing this song this morning, I don't want you to just feel like that it's a something that we just sing repetitively or any of these songs. Do you ever just stop and listen to the lyrics of what the song says? Are you thankful for His mercy this morning?
Hallelujah.
Do you remember when you were hopeless, how He brought you out?
Oh, amen.
Amen. Y'all worship with us this morning.
I knew I was lost. Death and darkness were my only songs. I needed someone to come rescue me.
Hallelujah.
And mercy heard my plea. Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave, gave me a real love. I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living. I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. You gave me beauty for my guilty.
I know that I've been saved. what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave. You gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living like I'm forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave. You gave me a real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away, and now I'm living, I got forgiven. You came to set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, church. Praise the Lord. Testing 1, 2. How many winners we got in the house this morning? No, you're wrong. You're wrong. That's not even a third of the house. You may not be successful in this world. You may not have attained where you thought you would be at this point in your life. In fact, you may not even have any self-confidence whatsoever. In fact, you might even be what the world classifies as a loser. But that's not true. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How many winners have we got in the house this morning? We're glory. I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. Friend, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned if it sends me to my knees. For I know a place where all my load will lighten. I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief. If he'll slip his nail-scarred hands into my hands, we'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. Praise God. Thank God for Calvary. Very soon now, I'll reach the hill, Golgotha. I'll touch the cross, that was fashioned from a tree. And if one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary. If my feeble hands of faith could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief, if you slip his nail-scarred hands into my hand, amen, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. Thank God for Calvary.
Because Jesus is a miracle man.
Jesus is a miracle
Praise God.
We're glory. God's still healing. He's not out of business. He is not out of business. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. We're glory. As I often say, God can do more in a second than man can do in a lifetime. Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
When the Lord tells you to do something, you better get up and do it, or it ain't going to be good. I might get on them drums and start playing a little loud, but you can't sit still when power of God's all over you. Yes. You cannot sit still. Come on, somebody. Brother Terry, I seen what you've been going through on Facebook. Your feet. I know you can't run these aisles, but when you get to your home in glory, I'm going to walk for you while you get it. I'm going to walk for you, Brother Terry. Brother Terry, you're going to be running them streets of gold. I'm ready for that day.
There will be no prosthetics there. No wheelchairs. No crutches. No medicine cabinets. No dialysis. No cancer. Drugs of any kind will be found. Hallelujah. There will not be any doubt there. And there will be no fear. And there will be no darkness. Because the sun, S-O-N, is going to shine. Hallelujah. Every Bible-believing church all over this world ought to be filled with appreciative saints for what God has done. Man, the church is not just a meeting place on Sunday. The church is in us 7 days a week, 365 days a year, every day. Folks, a lot of people are fearful. A lot of people are worried. But God assured me this week, again, victory is ours. You believe that? Victory is ours. Praise God. I don't know whether to preach, sing, go home, pray, or whatever. But I know the Holy Ghost is here. Amen. If you need deliverance, you need to get it today. If you need salvation, you need to get it today. Man, there's no promise of tomorrow. But I mentioned something a while ago that I believe God laid on my heart to reassure the church that we are winners. We are winners, regardless of what you're going through. Amen. You may be seated. You can be seated if you want to. I don't know. I'm just trying to fill out the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. But you need to know that you're a winner. Amen. Not only here, but certainly in that world to come. We're all winners. Amen.
Forsaken, forgotten, Jesus is precious to me. In every condition, He is my physician. Jesus is precious.
a fire off in me. Boy, he spoke truth to y'all. It's an evil virus. It is.
Yes, it is.
God's greater.
That's right. Amen.
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 Amen. I wanted to share with you just a little bit of my testimony. God gave me a lot of things in that valley. And yes, I did walk through the valley of death, but he walked with me. He gave me a vision one morning. I think I was in the hospital on the third day. And that's hard in itself, being locked away from everything and everybody. If you don't have Jesus, I don't know what you do. But on that third morning, I was disturbed in my soul. It's almost like Brother Terry, I had a vision. I was going through the most awfulest storm I'd ever been in my life. But I kept trying to look up and around, and it disturbed me so bad. I'd just sit there and shake. And I felt the Lord. He said, stop looking around, son. Look straight. Look straight. Don't take your eyes off me. And as long as I looked straight, he calmed me. Everything was all right. Even though I couldn't see the end of the storm, I still couldn't see anything. But as long as I kept my vision straight on him, he got me through the storm. And you know what? In just a little while, I started seeing a little bit of light. I started seeing the end of the storm.
Hallelujah.
And I knew it was him, but let me encourage you. Don't just pray prayers. Pray for real. I failed every prayer. Everyone prayed for me. I can't tell you how much it meant, but I felt it. I could feel it in my spirit, and I knew people were really praying and really concerned. Not just a little makeshift prayer, but they had a heart. Had the heart of the Lord. Be faithful to pray. Keep Sister Valerie in your prayer. I want to share this last thing with you, and then I'll let Brother Eddie have. Boy, you're talking about Bible reading. I couldn't watch TV. Couldn't keep my interest. But got a hold of the Bible and just started from the New Testament. Started in Matthew. When Jesus come to the island of the Gerasenes, y'all remember where he cast out legion, the many demons into the swine. And they went over and perished in the ocean, you know. And all the miracles he did there. He did a lot of miracles while he was there. But when you got to the end, they wanted him to depart away from them. I started weeping. Lord, why do they want you to leave? Why don't they want you to stay? Look what you're doing. One thought came up, they're mad about the pigs. They're mad about the bacon. You know, they're the money they lost. But no, they wanted him to depart because of their unrighteousness. They were uncomfortable. See, and a lot of times we get that way. We want to be in the Lord's presence for a little while. We want the Lord to touch us when we want to be touched. We want him when we need him, amen. But we don't often want to tarry and stay in his presence. We want to move away, amen, because we can't touch. And it's us, not him. It's because of our unrighteous, our human nature. But the Lord has showed me if we'll tarry in his presence, there is nothing impossible. This virus is nothing. This world has nothing to come against the power of the presence of the Lord. But we got to want to stay in his presence. Amen. And I've been that way too. You know, you get weird and you get tired in your body, but press through. Stay in his presence. Don't be like them on that island. Don't want him to leave. Amen. Stay there a little while. Just a little while with Jesus. Amen. It'll be all right. Amen. And last Sunday, oh my Lord, your son. Woo! What, y'all could feel it. I was at home watching, but you could feel it through the waves. It was coming through the streaming. It's just as powerful. And you know what? We have that all the time. Because where he is and he's ours. Amen. We don't have to go through the deserts. We go through the deserts because of us. Amen. That's all the time I'm going to take. I love you. I appreciate you. If you don't have somebody to pray for, find somebody to pray for. There's plenty of them. Folks, when I walked out of that hospital that day, my last day, there were young people laying in the hallways. They don't have enough room for them. They're dying. It don't matter what age you are. Don't think you got forever. We're not promised tomorrow. I don't care what age you are. It can get you too. This COVID is real. Amen. But I won't ever victoriate over the blood of Jesus and what Jesus has done for me. Amen. Praise his name.
see with Jesus, the disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing. He was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid.
Thank you.
remember how you told me that life may not be easy, and everything that I need you've already given me. I remember how you told me I can trust you completely. So why am I doubting when you prove that you'd fight for me? You've walked me through fires, pulled me from flames. If you're in this with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke billows higher, oh, and higher, and it feels like I can barely breathe, I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me. I'm changed by your mercy, covered by your peace. I'm living out the victory. Doesn't mean I won't feel the heat. You've walked me through fires, pulled me from flames. If you're in this with me, when the smoke billows higher, oh, and higher, and it feels like I can barely breathe, I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me. I can't face anything, 'cause you're here with me. I can't do you strengthened me. I remember how you showed me the price of my redemption. Lord, how can I question when you prove that you'd die for me? You've walked me through fires, pulled me from flames. If you're in this with me, I won't be afraid. When the smoke billows higher, oh, and higher, and it feels like I can barely breathe, I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me. I walk through these fires, 'cause you're walking with me.
What's the news for today?
Give the Lord praise in the house. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody's trying to find a way. Heavy heart can break your will. A troubled soul leaves time standing still. So if you're hurting, please don't hide. Lift up your head, God's on your side. When every mountain seems too high, when every rain for some hope to hold. He'll leave you waiting and praying for a miracle. Jesus hears your every cry. He sees the walls that you can't climb. He will heal your hurting soul and lead you safely to his home. When every mountain seems too high, when every river looks too wide, Jesus rescues me. My faith is strong, it carries me. Though sometimes weak, I still believe. My life is built on this desire. Through the flood and through the fire, Jesus rescues me. When every mountain seems too high, when every river looks too wide, when my dreams are lost at sea, Jesus rescues me. My faith is strong, it carries me. Though sometimes weak, I still believe. My life is built on His desire. Through the blood and through the fire, Jesus rescues me. My life is built on this desire. Through the flood and through the fire, Jesus rescues me.
Aren't you glad that Jesus rescues us? And not only rescues us, but Bible says He's greatly to be praised. That's where we fail sometimes. We don't praise Him as much as His greatness deserves. My. One more hand clap for Jesus Christ for what He's done today. Hallelujah. Oh. As we said last Sunday, the price tag for all the healing that God did last week would be enormous. Add that to it, it would be impossible to pay it back. But how many knows that Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary? My. Well, God is just great. We love Him with all of our heart. Thank you for being here today. Amen. Thank you for being a part of this anointing. And that you on the live stream out there has already been attested to that you can even feel the presence of God even on the live stream when you're viewing, man, the ascension of the power of God upon us. Let us never take this for granted, folks. Amen. This is great that God loves us enough and then visits us with His Holy Spirit. Amen. A little taste of what heaven's going to be. My. Glory to God. God's so great, isn't He? Praise the Lord. I don't know. You can stand if you want. I was not going to, but I'm going to leave you with this one thing. There is a great battle of depression in the world today. And it's in the church. We expect it to be in the world, but it's in the church. And I just want to assure you that God can heal depression as well as the body. Just as simple as a headache if we'll believe and trust Him. Just to let you know, if you're beating yourself up because you're experiencing these anxieties and these depression and these things that are worn in your mind, and you know you're a child of God, you know you're born again, you know you're going to heaven, you can't understand why in the world you're facing this, I just want to assure you that my mother, who's been a pattern for me to follow all of my life and very, very dedicated and faithful saint of God, filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost from a very early age, even in her teenage years. Great worker for the Lord, great
used in the spirits of God, and I saw her taken and down to bed. She actually went into bed and covered up, didn't even want to get up or anything because depression. She would just shimmer and shake. And at a very early age, it was very traumatic to my dad, my brother, and myself. And just to let you know that Satan attacks Christians as well. But the good, and I'm not going to linger the story, but the good part of that, God delivered her.
Yes.
Amen. He delivered her. He delivered her. She thought that she was going to be put away in an asylum because that's how bad it had gotten. But prayer was made of the church. My granddaddy and grandmother came down from Rockmore, and I still remember there in the bedroom. My granddaddy knelt down and began to pray, and the power of God fell like it did yet last Sunday and today. There is a delivering power that God just blesses us with every once in a while. Amen. We don't plan these. They just happen. Amen. God just pours out his delivering and victory. But just to let us know that he's still aware of what's going on. So if there's anybody here, or if you know of anybody that's battling that depression, pray for them. Do not pass it off as non-existent. Do not pass it off as just them feeling sorry. That's not it. It's very real, and it's very discouraging, and it even attacks saints. But how many knows the greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world?
Yes.
So I'm going to leave you with that. May God bless you. We love you. Amen. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Hope to see you tonight. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful, God. It's amazing, God, how much you can do in just a short span of time. God, the miracles that you've wrought, the delivering and the victories, God, that you've done today. Father, we stand in awe of your majesty and of your power. But we also stand in heartfelt gratitude, Father, for what you've done for us. Thank you for those who've come forward, Lord. Thank you for those who've been touched. And Father, we pray that you would just be with us throughout this day. Help us to keep our mind on you, put our faith and trust in you, and you'll never fail us. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless
Hallelujah.
You. Choir practice at 5. Pray, church. Pray, 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 pray. Not only in church. But pray every day. Amen. Glory. Praise.